Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais.
Welcome to Unquiet Blood, a game of Vampire the Masquerade 5e. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais. This is episode 5. Wow. We're already up to 5, guys.
Yeah.
That went fast.
Yeah. Super
I did. Still can't believe it. Hi, I'm Terry Gamble. Sometimes, and the other times, I'm Issachar Fora, a cult leader and vampire lady, just looking for some new recruits.
Hi, I'm Abria Iyengar, and I'm playing Stella Martingale, a love witch.
Yes.
I'm a vampire. I like sucking blood and doing stuff with my bits.
End of introduction.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I play Maria Zag, an artiste who is also a vampire, right? I don't know.
That sounded good.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's as good, yeah.
Yeah,
good, yeah.
That's good. My name is Wes Otis. I am playing Jean Reloche. He's trying to find out if his former sire's in town, and it's freaking him out a little bit. He's not happy anyway. So there we go.
So let's see. Let's recap real quick what you guys had uncovered before. There was a new club that had popped up downtown called Hellfire that has not opened yet. Seems to be funded by the SoCar company. You managed to track down somebody in there named Ralph, who's now a part of the cult, and also didn't really have a lot of information except that he was a night guard there and that the everything seems to be pretty quiet and almost ready to go for some sort of launch. And where we left, everybody had kind of initiated their separate game plans. So Issachar, you were sending your followers underground to the bunker to prepare.
For the end times, kids. Get ready.
So good.
Stella had left the ranch and left her number burned in the side of the wall, hoping that somebody might give her a call, I suppose, and hopefully the person that she...
Your sire's dope. I want to be friends with her. And then be her. And then wear her skin.
Maria initiated the burn plan, so her blood dolls and her have separated and have left their loft.
Yep.
And John was busy being creepy and out of touch with everything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And, trying to figure out whether or not your sire is in town. So I'm going to say that all of that is going to have eaten up the rest of the night that you had. So it's time for everyone's favorite rouse check.
Oh, yeah.
So one dice, 6 or higher succeeds. So you get to decide if you are hungry or not.
Rouse check. I didn't hungry. Succeed.
You have a 5.
Ooh.
Yep, same.
I am, of course, always hungry.
All right.
Is anyone not hungry?
Oh my God, we're all hungry babies.
We did all night. I mean,
yeah, we did.
You know, there was a lot of things going on.
That's true.
It's very stressful. I always stress drink. It's hard to keep my weight down.
It's all water weight. Sorry, vitae weight.
Vitae weight.
Oh my God, that's horrifying. Oh, and the other thing that I should probably mention for a recap before we get started as well is that a dead body was left for Maria of, unfortunately, Liam, an artist that she appreciated, and there was a note on it that said, "He's mine, bitch."
It was a tragedy for the world.
Yes. Yes, it was.
That's the guy that makes poo art, right? I don't have to be sad that he's gone.
Blood art.
Why would you waste good blood? That's super weird.
Not real blood. It was the symbolism of the blood. It spoke to me.
They had a connection.
You just watch her eyes go out of focus. She's not that good at art.
So, Issachar.
Yeah.
Where are you headed now that you've sent your cult underground?
I guess I should probably go and find my friends and see what's going on, and see if we can figure out how we can stop this or help John and figure out this situation. Because this could be really, really dangerous for everyone.
Are you going to head over towards Satan's Beam?
Yeah.
So as you are going along down there, you pass Sacred Grounds, which is the home base for the rival cult that is run by Edward. And he sees you passing by and has the biggest shit-eating grin on his face.
Why are you smiling?
Oh, I just heard some things.
What exactly did you hear?
That you've been losing followers to your little whatever you want to call it.
Excuse me? What do you mean, losing followers? What does that mean?
Just certain little birdies let me know that you are having some troubles. Anything I can do to help?
No.
You know my doors are always open.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Especially because, well, it's sad to have so many followers following somebody that doesn't deserve it.
Oh, you're talking about yourself again? That's so cute.
Oh, it's adorable. Aww. Is that like a rubber and glue kind of thing that you're trying to do here? It's not working.
Honestly, you know what? You're only fake charisma. You've copied everything I've ever done. No, for real.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, that's all I see. You're a cheap copy. If people are coming to you, good luck. They're definitely the ones that could probably... Anyway, I'm not going to waste my time. I'll keep an ear out on the ground. I'm watching you.
Oh, I'll bet you are. Have fun.
What do you mean, have fun? What do you know that you're not telling me?
Go on your way.
I want to fight him so bad, but I'm not. But I want to, but I want to punch him.
Do it. Why not?
Okay, I'm going to punch him. Can I punch you?
Sure.
Punch him.
Can I punch you?
Yeah. Do a strength plus brawl.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I can fight.
Yeah,
okay.
Do a hit about it.
Yeah. I got a strength. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I forgot I'm a brawler.
Yeah.
Six or higher.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Three.
Oh, you had a zero on there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Zero is a 10.
Yep, there we go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And he is squishy.
4.
Because he's human.
Yes.
You punch him right in the face. And his nose shatters, sending blood just gushing down his face. And boy, it smells really good.
I'm gonna have to lick it.
Yes.
Burn my nose. I know, and I say, I touch it again, and I touch his little face right under his nose and scoop up some of the blood and just lick it in my fingers.
What are you doing?
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Somebody called 911 or something.
And then I'm going to take my saliva, I'm going to take my spit and put it right by his nose. Mm-hmm. Pop it a little bit. Should get you back into place.
It's so shattered that even that's not going to heal it.
So sorry.
And he goes running off, clutching his face.
Whoops. Well, that might cause problems later.
But you know what?
Fuck
freaking
that guy.
Worth it.
Yeah. Would it? Would it cause problems?
Worth it. I'm just trying to put him in place.
Thank you.
And then I'll say, hey, see you later. Have fun. As he runs off.
This has indeed made you hungrier, though.
Yeah, that was a nice little
taste.
Snack.
It was not enough to sate a hunger, but now you're extra hungry.
I think I'd like to go to Satan's Bean. I know that.
Yeah, I'm heading that way.
All my blood dolls are gone. I have to settle for what they sell at the shop.
Hmm. And where did you end up spending the night since you were no longer at the loft?
Where did I spend the night?
Probably at the ranch.
Yeah, I probably went to the ranch.
Did you stay at the ranch, Stella?
Yeah, we'll say for the sake of ease.
Okay. So
there's
you guys
a little
stayed
bunker
the night
down
at the
under.
Ranch. Okay.
Not off the main house. It's there's a little place off like a little building off the side from the stables where a bunch of like equipment for like filming stuff was, but it's all like super obsolete at this point. So it's just like a big junk pile. And then there's like a little trapdoor underneath where there's like some backup coffins.
Okay. So it sounds like everybody wants to head to Satan's Bean then. What is John doing? Are you heading to Satan's Bean or have you got other business before you
I
get there?
I think before I get there, I'm going to head over to my church.
Okay.
And I just go like, I go across the street where I usually hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to just listen very carefully and see if I can sense being followed at all.
Why don't you go ahead and roll for me? I'm going to have you do wits plus awareness.
What am I trying to get?
Sixes.
Okay, so I got two successes.
You do get the feeling that you're being followed.
Okay.
You hear very steady footfalls walking up behind you.
I slowly turn around.
And it's Father Ominous.
Father, what are you doing up here?
I was about to ask you the same thing, my son.
I come up here often.
I know.
Look at the church and relax. Is that wrong?
It's not, but you seem troubled. Is there something that we can do to help you?
Well, Father, I am... a relationship I was in once, it was abusive, and I had to leave, and the person is back, and I'm trying to figure out what their motives are. That's all. It can be difficult.
Yes, relationships are difficult and require a lot of work to navigate, but I'm sure that with trust and faith, you can work it out.
I believe so. I am trying. How are you?
I'm doing actually very well, thank you.
Oh,
all things considered.
How does he look? Because I know that she fed off... I know that she fed off a parishioner. Does he look any different? Smell any different? Is Mm-mm. there... Okay.
No, he doesn't look or smell any different. He just seems like he genuinely wants to help. He looks a little sad.
Oh. Hey, you say you're very well, but you look a bit sad. What is wrong?
Oh, just lack of faith, my boy. Lack of faith.
I've been there myself.
Well, less for myself and more for my parishioners. It seems that a few of them have been disappearing. And leaving the faith is all that I can assume.
How many?
Only a handful.
And how fast?
It's been steady.
That does not make sense. Usually when someone leaves the church, it's more over a great deal of time. You might have one or two every few months as opposed to they move or whatever.
Well, perhaps it's me. Perhaps I'm...
No, I don't think that. You're great at your job. You do very well.
I appreciate that. You think
so? I mean, I'd rather it be in Latin, of course, but, you know, it's Second Vatican and all. We can't have what we want.
Well, I hope to see you around more often.
I will
sit up towards the front next time.
I will. If you need help tracking anyone down, I actually have been doing a bit of investigation work lately, and it's how I was able to avoid my past relationship for so long. But if someone really worries you and you need them to be found, let me know. And I just, you know, say, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he just kind of nods his head and pats your shoulder and then walks back across the street and into the church.
Man, I would love to drink that man, but I can't. At least yet. So I'll pull out my BlackBerry or whatever because it's
Yikes.
Got...
Yep.
It's got the letters on it.
The push-ons.
It. Mm-hmm. And
buttons.
I text you guys. I'll text Marie and I'll say... I'm not sure it's safe for me to be with you guys, so I'm going to stay away for a little bit and make sure that I'm not being followed, but I'm not going to meet you at Satan's Bean. We'll meet somewhere else. because I don't want them to know about Satan's being. And half of it's not spelled right because I'm trying to fumble with the keyboard.
Do you only text Marie?
I'll actually text all of you guys.
Okay. So you all get this text from him while you're over at Satan's Bean.
I wasn't at Satan's Bean. Oh. I am taking care of my hunger.
Oh, do tell.
I mean, she do what she do. She's going to go find a bar. Actually, you know what? No, she's going to change up her game a little bit. Bars are easy and drinking is fun. Let's go with, you know what? I think she's going to want to try to tail John.
Okay.
And then go mess with someone in the church.
Oh, God.
Oh. All right. Let's see how good you are at tailing him.
Yeah. I don't think I have any of those stats, but
we'll see. I
have a 2 in stealth.
Yeah. It's going to be a dex and stealth roll.
Okay. I can mess with that. 3.
3 successes?
Yeah.
Stealthy AF.
Tight. And whoever I just saw John talking to, Father, what was his name?
Ominous.
Father Ominous. I'm going to go slide up to him as soon as John, like, makes his exit. And we're going to try to tempt Father John.
Father Ominous.
Man,
I both hate you and love you at the same time, Abrea.
Right?
So evil.
Get that priest.
You completely surprise
him. Completely taken by surprise.
I'm saving that for later.
He steps back from you briefly and kind of clutches at his chest a little bit.
Oh,
my dear girl, where did you come from?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was drawn in by the lights of the church. I was just going for a walk and I realized I haven't been in so long.
Well, do come in.
Thank you. What was your name? I'm Stella.
It's lovely to meet you, Stella. I am Father Ominous. But do come in.
A very comforting voice, and she actually, like, follows him in.
Mm-hmm. And you walk in, and it's a big, beautiful Catholic church, and he asks, how long has it been since the last time that you've been to a church?
Oh, man. At this point, maybe since right before I graduated high school, so 3 or 4 years. She said lying a bunch.
Well, we have an evening confessional that we're doing, should you wish to take part in that.
Oh, are you running it?
I am.
Oh, then, okay. See if I still remember how any of this works. And she, like, tucks her hair behind her ear and, like, pretends to be bashful. And pretends to be, like, awed by the beauty of the church.
And he leads you over to the confessionals. And,
yeah. Okay. How does this go? Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 4 years since my last confession. I miss the feeling of safety that a church gives me. I don't know. Maybe I miss being around and having a strong parental figure in my life, but the church is, I grew up and the church was like my father, and I do miss that.
That doesn't seem to be too much of a sin, my daughter.
Yeah, I just wonder what the choices I make now that I'm on my own, if they are sinful because I don't have the guidance of a strong male figure.
Well, you're here now, and the church will provide.
Okay. I don't know. What do you think I should do?
Well, it never hurts to pray. That's a good place to start.
I feel like I don't even remember how anymore. Can you help me?
As he is leading you in this prayer and as you're moving, you start to feel kind of uncomfortable.
How so?
Slightly repelled.
Oh.
True believer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is happening? And she's gonna like clear her throat to make him stop because it's gross that he's doing that.
Ugh. Is there something wrong, my dear?
Oh, no, sorry. I just...
And I want to use awe on him before he can pick up again.
Okay. first, I'm going to have you roll resolve and then awareness with that. I'm going to do a weird mix here.
Awareness?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is.
Sweet.
Three.
This is definitely a man of true faith.
Ugh. Cool.
So it's going to be difficult for you to awe him. Not impossible, but difficult.
Okay.
Wait, so what do you roll for your awe? Do you remember?
Sucks. Awe is manipulation and composure and presence.
And does it have, is it a contested thing?
Contested versus intelligence and composure.
Intelligence and composure. May I borrow some dice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to roll for a minus here.
Sweet. Two successes.
He had three successes.
Cut tracks.
So he stops and says, I'm so sorry, my dear. I feel quite odd. I feel I must stop.
I understand.
But will you come back and we can continue?
Maybe I will. This has been enlightening and I appreciate what you do.
And at the end, he would also give her absolution.
Yeah. Absolve me.
So he gives you absolution at the end. And
can I grab his hand?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, he steps out of the booth and he just looks a little weird. Holding on to his hand, you start to feel that kind of weirdness again, though.
Yeah. I want to body through it and try to just like cut his palm really, really like casually. I want to do a taste for blood. I'm just going to check up on him and make sure that like what's happening to me has been effective for all other vampires and he is untainted.
All right. So why don't you go ahead and roll, but I'm going to say your difficulty is going to go up to eights.
Ooh.
Two successes.
Two successes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You managed to do it and make it seem sort of like an accident, sort of like he's a little weak. Right now, and
like, I'm sorry,
slightly weak-kneed, so you manage to like you're almost going to catch him.
Yeah,
and you manage to nick him just a little bit.
Yep, and then
accidents happen, my dear.
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I will be. I should go and rest.
Okay. Thank you so much for everything.
Of course, my dear. I hope to see you again.
I hope so too.
And then, like, as she turns to leave, she's gonna, like, taste the blood.
Yeah.
And check it.
The blood does not feel good. Yeah. The blood is burning in your mouth.
Cool. I hate this. I hate churches. This is why. Bars. Oh, what a mistake. Is there anything, like, vampire related?
There isn't, but cool. This is the blood of true faith.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate that a bunch.
Is, yeah, it is actively just... feels like your entire mouth is on fire.
Yeah. Oh god, this is what spicy food used to be like. Gross. She's gonna like walk across the street to the bar and find just some raggedy person that's already drunk in the corner. Like, it's 8 o'clock. Get your shit together.
Yeah. And we'll just say that you managed to find somebody and you're able to go ahead and how many hunger do you have?
Just one.
All right, you're able to do that, but you are a bit toasty now.
Yeah. And then I'll eventually make my way over to Satan's Bean.
And Maria is at Satan's Bean.
Yeah, I'm at Satan's Bean, and I order two of the regular.
Two of the off menu?
Yeah, of the off menu, because, man, I'm hungry.
And August brings it out to you, okay. And no problem.
I don't Could have I get my a, blood dolls.
Can I get a big gulp, please, of the special?
I was going to say something else, but that was great. To be like, that, I believe I ordered the large. It's like, of the off menu, please. Yes.
Yeah, and you notice August looks a little troubled.
Are you all right, dear?
Oh, yeah, just worried about the madam.
What is going on?
Oh, just, you know, she... kind of tightened her security on things and told us to keep an eye out, and she's makes me nervous.
Yes, you should be on your guard. There are things beyond our control at the moment.
That seems to be the chatter.
What else is going on in the chatter?
There's just been some unrest, I guess, amongst your kind.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of, and this is all just stuff I'm overhearing, of course.
Of course,
you know, I'm not eavesdropping or anything. It's just you hear things.
No, you work here. You're going to hear things.
But just an unease that none of us are safe right now, and that maybe the way things are right now is not as good as it used to be.
True. There are things going on, and we're trying to figure them out. But, yes, please be on your guard.
Definitely.
You're a lovely person. I would not like anything to happen to you.
Oh, I appreciate that. And you keep safe, too.
Thank you. I'm trying. I'm going to go to the back room.
Okay.
Away from public view.
All right. All right. So three of you are now at Satan's Bean.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
So have you heard anything?
Well, August says that there's been talk of just unease and people not feeling safe.
That doesn't help very much, does it?
No.
What? What?
Nothing. I'm always a little...
Also, the tongue...
You are wasted.
The tip of my tongue feels weird, so I may have overdrank to try to compensate. Hey, did you guys die before you could try Szechuan? Like, do you know the numbing pepper? The numbing one? That you eat it and your tongue goes numb? That's what happens when you try to lick new believers. It's a bad idea.
New believers?
Wow. True believer. That's what I said. What are you saying?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You're so drunk.
You had a good
There's a lot of judgment in here, and
No judgment.
Not judging you, judging your prey.
Well, I didn't want to drink the weird dude at the bar, but, like, first I was at the church, because I was like, I'm going to follow...
You were at church?
No, I was like, I'm going to follow John. That's not funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
My dear, it's hilarious.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm the only one that apparently cares about Jean. So I was like, I'm going to follow him, see where he goes.
Yeah, I'm sure it was totally out of your tender, loving care.
Oh, yeah.
No. Tell me about the person you actually went to go
altruism.
See.
Altruism.
No, I got distracted when I got there, but I was like, I'm going to see what he's doing. And he was talking to the priest. Follow 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. His name was Father O'Clock. And
sure, that's right on.
When John left, I was gonna go talk to him, but then he was really cute, and then I tried to see what was up.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't even like a bite. I was just like, "What's up with you?" Because he kept giving he made me nauseous. It was weird. And then he was like, "No, I'm nauseous." And then I licked his blood, and my tongue hurts now.
Why would you try to even put the blood of a priest anywhere near your mouth?
And her, eyes, unfocus a little bit. And then she, snaps back to herself and says, okay, no, it's not just because I'm like, I should eat a priest. That song from that musical lied to me. But.
I love Sweeney Todd, too.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Try the priest.
Yeah, have a little priest. But I was like, no, don't, because it's a bad idea. But no, if... John's sire, finds people we care about and then is like, nom, 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 this mine, he's mine. I figured if he ate your artist friend, then he might eat John's priest friend. So I was going to go check and see if the priest had met a vampire at all. And no, because my tongue is numb. But I tried to be helpful. It's hard to do blood magic, and I don't know a lot of it. So I did what I could. And now I'm here, and you guys are being very mean to me. And I just feel like...
I literally haven't said anything to you. Yep. So
don't cry, you'll get blood on your face.
I keep too much of life and make it look like water.
And then she starts to cry because she's just drunk enough for that.
Rock pokes his head in around to the room.
I'm glad I'm not there.
Oh, sorry. I was looking for John.
No, what can we...
What's,
why? What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Oh, my God. Who are you?
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Hey, Brock.
Hey.
What are you looking for John for?
He just wanted me to keep an ear to the ground, and I thought, like, I would do that, and...
About what? Is it about me?
It's all right. It's all right.
I can come back later.
No. I want to hear this now if it's important, especially if it's about John.
Well, he wanted to know if I heard anything weird, and,
You heard something weird?
I mean, a little bit. You know, it's been some talk. About you guys.
What do you mean, us guys?
Well, things weren't great when we had the Camarilla here, but then they got kicked out, and things still aren't great, so there's just...
Are you blaming us for...
And... I haven't been approached, but some of the others have been hearing from people about maybe a new structure coming into town.
Can you tell me a little more about this new structure or what you know about this new structure?
Well, I don't know a whole lot about it, but it does seem to be coming from the LA area. So...
Great. That's all the information you have? You sure you haven't been approached yet? Because you look like you have.
Maybe. Look, I talked to this lady, and she was, like, asking me a bunch of questions about how everything was going here, and, you know, I'd be interested in things being back to kind of how they were before. And
what lady?
Just really tall... Blonde lady, said her name was Isabeau.
Okay. So she's promising something much like the Camarilla.
Yeah. And the chit chat that I've been hearing is that maybe that's not the worst thing in the world, especially with the Inquisition back in town.
So
I mean, I haven't done anything yet. I was like, whatever, but you know.
Do you know where she's staying?
No, I don't. I didn't ask.
Where did you run into her?
I was just, I was here, actually.
So she was here at Satan's Bean?
Yeah.
When?
Let's see. It was just the other night.
Okay.
Just chatted for a little bit, and then she said she had some business to attend to, and that was it.
Interesting.
It's very close to home.
Yeah, she said something about going to, like, an art gallery. I don't know.
Oh, I do.
Did she give you any forwarding information about maybe where you could reach her if you did decide to join her?
Well, you know that new club that's opening up? Yeah, she said to come by there.
Anytime?
Opening night. She said it was going to be real awesome and whatever.
And when is opening night?
I lose track of time all the time.
Same.
Yeah, being a vampire is weird, right, guys?
Yeah, totally.
You're only a thin blood.
I ain't a thin blood.
You rude. Look like one.
Hey.
What? That's rude.
Sorry, she's drunk. Never mind her.
Don't drink people that drink too much.
Been there.
Yeah.
Wasted.
Yeah.
God.
Don't call me wasted.
You'll sober up. It'll be fine. I think she said it was two nights from now.
Right.
Thanks, Brock.
Yeah, will you let John know?
Yeah, definitely.
We will. Thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay, so I text John. Does the name Isabeau ring a bell?
Yes, it does. Son of a bitch.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
where can we meet that's not the Bean? Can be nearby the Bean, it just can't.
Yeah, I feel like she's following us no matter where we go. We gotta find a good place, though.
Maybe back down by the pier? when we found the first victim?
Sure.
All right. Meet you there.
Unhelpful.
Yeah, she's like texting other people. She's like in the wrong group chat. She saw everyone on their phones and like started texting the wrong people.
Awesome.
She's just tweeting.
So yeah, I meet them there.
Yeah, we go to the pier, the docks, whatever it is.
Okay.
The docks.
The docks.
The docks.
And this time we make sure we're like behind some rocks to make sure that if.
It's not that late yet.
Yeah,
so.
If the security guard comes by, they don't see us or whatever.
Yeah, you haven't called them yet, so.
Yes, that's true. I was actually thinking about that as well, but we've been so busy. So, do you tell him all the information Brock gave you?
Yeah.
Well, there are a few things that we could do. I could call the building inspector and have the place not open in 2 days while we gather some more information, or we could not show our hand and see what happens on opening night.
That seems dangerous too, though.
Both are, unfortunately.
They've had a way of expediting everything because that place was created beneath our eyes.
Yes.
Through magic.
Maybe it is time for me to start knocking some heads off at the downtown and figuring out who's been...
That's not a saying.
It's not?
Nope.
I'm unclear what you were trying to say.
Knocking
as well.
Heads.
How does a German know more about metaphors than me? I've been here longer. I know what's that.
Oh, no.
What? Is that wrong, too?
Because, John, I pay attention.
Touché.
Speaking of paying attention, you leave Father Ominous alone.
What are you talking about? How do you know Father Ominous?
You're very easy to sneak up on, by the way.
You followed me. You should stay away from that church.
I do what I want.
Yes, well...
All out.
Father Ominous is a true believer... And
yeah, I figured that one out the hard way.
Yeah. Ugh. You don't want any of that, trust me.
I do not.
Anyway.
But you, be more aware of your surroundings.
I try. I'm not very good with that, though.
You're knocking too many heads off.
Yes, probably.
Be sneaky.
I try.
We don't want Isabel to get you back.
Me either. So... What else can we do besides that?
Besides stalling the opening?
Or talking to anyone downtown and seeing who got flipped, if, as they say on my TV shows that they talk about that thing, the CSI and stuff.
Oh, wow.
That's a saying, right?
You know, anyway, I'm not going to interact with this one. let's just move on to the next, okay, John?
All right.
Just stick to the words you know? I recommend that for you. You've got a large vocabulary and history behind you. Just work with that, okay? Now, I think what we could do is we do need to figure out who's on which side, but we can't just ask directly. There's got to be some other way that they're getting together before opening night if this is some sort of coordinated effort on Isabeau's part.
Well, so, you said Brock was approached. Maybe we use Brock. Have him be the one that watches the place or whatever. Go in and...
Gives us a heads up?
Gives us a heads up. I know that there are... I don't know, it's going to be pretty loud, but maybe we put a device on him, some kind of recording thing. I've seen that before. That could work.
Sure.
I've got police contacts I could use.
That could work.
That sounds like a good idea.
Why do we trust Brock?
We don't, but he's not bright enough to really do anything majorly bad.
I was just thinking the same thing. He's stupid enough that it'll work.
Yeah.
I mean, as a stupid person, I disagree.
You're not stupid. You're
not
you're
stupid.
Drunk.
No, okay. Thank
you're
you for
impetuous,
the compliments.
But you're not stupid.
Thank you.
You're rash, but you're not.
Okay, we don't have to keep doing it.
Quick
I swear,
to the draw.
I will extinguish everyone's vitae in this room. I don't even care.
You have impulse control, but
try
but
me.
You're not stupid.
You're fine. You're very nice, even if you're saying a mean thing about me. because you're very, very pretty. But we shouldn't hinge our plan on a dude that we barely trust.
No, I agree. We should be doing other things. It's just one thing we can do on top of maybe a layer of things.
Yeah, so because John's going to contact his friends at the department looking, and then maybe see if we can delay the opening. We're going to get Brock to be eyes and ears, or really ears. Because I don't know what he's going to believe and see.
Yeah.
But we can trust what maybe has been recorded that we hear. And anything else?
Yes, because for us to go is suicide. There's no reason for us to go to that club.
Well,
we would be surrounded.
I don't know if I... It might seem weird, a big club like that opening without at least one of us showing up. And I think that the... Either I go by myself.
That's a terrible idea.
Or you or Stella go as a team together.
We may also want to check in with Madame Rev and see if she's got any ideas or maybe some ghoul help that might be.
I was kind of thinking that might be your cup of tea, as it were. Does that one right? Anyway, I was just saying, it's very difficult, the metaphors.
You're doing a wonderful job now.
Thank you. No.
I don't know if it is a good idea for me to go. She made a direct attack.
You are true. You are right. Maybe it's just Stella, and maybe you are on the outside. I just don't... I think that it might be a good idea for at least one of us to be there, and Stella's the party girl, so it wouldn't be out of character to...
Excuse me.
For her to show up to a bar. I mean, you know, no one's... It's kind of out of character for her not to.
That's fair.
And then maybe they'll think that we're not onto them. They'll be a little extra. Possibly.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe
Stella's
I could.
Stella's phone starts ringing.
Hold on. And I look down. Do I recognize the number?
Nope. It says unknown caller.
Okay. Hold on, guys. And she's going to, like, turn, like... the half a turn away that doesn't actually deflect any of the volume of the call and pretend that she's now private and, yeah, answer the phone. Hello?
Yes, to whom am I speaking?
Oh, you called me.
You left a number.
In my house. My name is Stella. Is this Isabu? I feel like I've heard Isabel. Isabel?
Then you've been misinformed.
I'm sorry. Who do I have the honor of speaking with?
It's Isabeau.
Isabeau. Okay. Well, it's very nice to speak with you.
Is it?
It is. You seem to have interest with people in my coterie.
And what is it exactly you wanted to discuss?
I'd like to meet to discuss your intentions with John LaRoche.
Oh, those are none of your business.
He's a friend of mine, so it's a little bit my business.
I suggest you stay out of this.
And I suggest that you keep your ass out of my city.
Oh, my dear, it's far too late for that.
All right. Well, I wanted this to go a different way because, honestly, I think you're pretty cool. Heard some of the, like, interesting magic that you do. I like it. I like your style. I just want to talk.
I will speak with John.
Okay, are you going to keep flinging dead people into the rest of our houses? Because that is a pain in the butt to clean up.
And the phone is just quiet on the other end.
Fucking, she's a bitch. Hey, your sire is the worst.
Yes, I know.
Cool.
That's why I left. Give me the phone.
No.
Please.
No.
I have to talk to her.
She can find you another way. Oh, and yeah, it is John. He's here with me.
And I will find him another way.
She will.
Okay.
Or you could just hand the phone over.
Stella.
What will you give me?
Might be what I don't give you.
I don't like veiled threats.
Stella.
Well, that's a bit sad for you because that's what I have to give.
Okay, unfortunate. And I hang up the phone.
Oh,
and I shatter the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a bold move. I'll say a bold move. All right, kids, I think we all have what we're going to do. She's going to be coming here very soon, I'm sure. I'm going to go talk to my contacts, and yes, you'll go talk to Madame Rev.
Yes.
For us, is a car. And Stella, how long until this obvious, really drunk man that you drank from, how long would that take to kind of leave your system?
Is there any way for me to, like, burn out, like, the shitty Vitae? I want to extinguish annoying Vitae in myself.
Why don't you cast that?
Yeah.
It'll make you hungry again.
I don't mind being hungry. I just don't enjoy being dumb.
Yeah, he was very drunk, and it's still relatively early in the evening.
It's obnoxious.
Well, anytime you find a man at 8 o'clock at a bar drunk, he's going to be very drunk.
Yeah, right. One success.
Okay. So you have a hungry.
Yep, I'll take a hunger.
But you've managed to pinpoint, we'll say, the invading alcohol from your system. And just becoming hungry again also just kind of snaps your senses back a little.
I'm fine now. And she's the worst.
Yes, I believe I said that before. She is quite bad, yes. So
why does she want you? This isn't as simple as a sire missing.
Well, it's a long history. I mean, I was one of her first sires, and we have a complicated relationship. Very complicated.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, but I have a very strong sense that if anyone in this area could do it, she could force me to face the true death, and if I'm going to face that down for you, you're going to explain yourself.
Well, when I was Pope...
I'm sorry.
Whew. Wait.
I think I didn't get it all.
Even
let me just burn the blood.
I did not know this one.
Well, a long time ago, I was a young man with a very powerful family in Italy. And I was elected Pope after my father pulled some strings and got me into the church. And I wasn't ready for the responsibility, and I sort of had many affairs with many different married women. And
that part I'm not surprised by, but I'm also kind of surprised by. John, seriously?
Which Pope number? Oh, no, my phone's dead. Someone Google it. Someone Google it.
I was Pope John the 12th.
Wow.
Anyway, I did not know she was a vampire, obviously, but she was also married, and I figured no strings with married women. It's easy back then, you know. They usually didn't cling on to you or try to make you stay in a relationship. But so I thought I was safe, and...
You a player, John.
Yes. Yes, I was. Still am sometimes. Though I've slowed down quite a bit. Yeah. Anyway... We were making love, and she...
Go on.
...bit me during... You understand. She bit me during the lovemaking.
See, this is the worst, because I feel like we should get along very well.
Y'all are basically the same, but, like, centuries apart.
Yeah. Basically. And she turned me. I drank from her, and then, she became very possessive. She didn't want me to go out of her sight for a long time. And the Black Death came along and was even worse. We're kind of stuck in sight. It was, you know.
I mean, how old are you, John? The Black Death came along?
Did anyone Google?
I was born in 937. It's a very long time ago.
That's missing a number.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I have to figure out how she cursed me. I left. I was starting to get too powerful. It would have been a couple of hundred years, and I was starting to finally get to the point where I could escape, and she cast some kind of curse on me, and I don't have any of those powers. You know how frustrating it is to be around someone like Brock?
and them actually thinking that they're like your bro. It's frustrating.
That's fair.
It's just frustrating. So I'm just looking for a way to lift the curse. I don't even know if it's something that can be done because it's been so long, but every few hundred years she finds me and traps me in some kind of weird box or jail or something, and I have to find a way out. It is very frustrating, yes, but I have you all to help me hopefully get rid of her this time. But I'm afraid also if she dies, maybe that's part of the curse. It'll never be lifted. It is terrible.
So you are suggesting diablerie?
I'm not suggesting, well, maybe I am, but any vampire who is going to threaten our authority is fair game, in my opinion. We are not bound to the traditions that we got rid of in the first place. So if she's going to do a power play, then we, of course, have every right to kill her if we need to, but it's not going to be easy.
But we need not drink from her, because that is diablerie.
I don't know. At this point, I might, but it's just like a completing a circle kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I would understand.
The circle of death?
The circle of death.
I'm sure
there's a song in there.
Circle of death.
Yes. I will speak with her and see what I can draw from her. But if I disappear, it means that I'm in some kind of weird trap, maybe underneath a body of water somewhere. She's very old school. Remember that. She took, even though Bram Stoker was not true on a lot of things, sometimes older vampires like to play gothic, if that's such a thing. So just be aware.
She's like pre-gothic. How old is she?
I believe she's a few hundred years older than me, maybe. I'm not sure. She's very vague. We're very vague on age.
Yeah, I get it. I would be too if I was.
Yeah. Right? We never ask an old vampire how old they are. They're just worried about not being fit in, not being cool, not understanding the Google and.
You've got to stop putting a definitive article in front of concepts like that. Just Google.
Google. All right. Well, we say the 405 out here. Why don't we say the Google? Isn't that a California thing?
It's different. I don't know why you're looking at me for that, but I know that the reason that they say that in front of most California highways is because, A, we had some of the first highways in the nation, and they actually have full names like the San Diego Freeway.
And the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I see.
So we added the because it already had a name, the.
Anyway, it's complicated, and it's a long history, yes. I appreciate your help. I have not been around other vampires very much because of having to constantly move, and I wanted to start new here, but she found me too quick. Anyway, let us separate before she shows up and causes a major problem with everybody.
Hold on. I don't think we should separate. She's strong, but we're stronger together than any individual of us would be if we encountered her on our own. I think we should stick together for the next two nights and go to the premiere, the opening of Hellfire, together.
Well, if we're all there and she's got a group or even the Second Inquisition on her side, we could be taken out relatively quickly. That's my only concern.
I think we'll be taken out faster if she can pick us off one by one.
I agree.
Well, then, let's go to Madame Rebs and tell her what we found out, and then we'll go and en route, is that what you say? En route, we will find out if there's something I can do with the police.
Very well.
So we start heading towards Madame Rebs.
Okay, and you're gonna, are you making a phone call then? Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're not gonna go to Satan's Bean and ask permission. We're just gonna go there because I think at this point Satan's Bean
is infiltrated
by something.
Also, I'm going to be pretty hungry. I'm pretty hungry right now. So at some point, I'm going to have to eat.
That's going to be challenging for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be hard. I might not be able to eat until tomorrow night, which will put me at a 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fun. I like it.
But these are the things we do. Sometimes you forget to eat. You work too much, and then suddenly you're like, wow.
It's the end of the day already, and oh my gosh, I haven't had anything but these peanuts on the table. From the bar, whatever.
Too real.
So you all hop in, I'm guessing, Stella's truck then, and start making your way towards Madame Rev's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John, how does your phone call go? Who are you calling specifically?
Well, okay, so I spent a butt ton in politics, so sure. I'm going to call the chief of police.
Okay. Have you spoken to him before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's one of the things that when we took over, we had to deal with a lot of the political figures because a lot of them were on their side and we took them out.
Sure.
Okay. The Camarilla we were having issues with and we got rid of them.
Her name is Lana.
Lana. So I call her up. Hello. Is she married, by the way?
No. She's married to her job.
Miss Prescott, I'm sorry to call you at this late hour. This is John LaRoche. I was hoping I could talk to you about a problem.
Sure, it's late, but what's on your mind?
Well, we have noticed a few bodies showing up of our kind, and they're weaker versions of us. But they're still our kind. And we have reason to believe that we're being moved on. And that some people in the police department might be helping out in some way. So I need you to do your best to figure out if there's a rat, as it were, or a mole or something in the police department.
I mean, you're not giving me a lot to go on here. Have you got names or...
I give her the names of the two thin bloods that are gone, and I just tell her, look, we got rid of them the way we always get rid of stuff, but they were recently made, in this new club, and I tell her about the new club.
And you hear her actively...
Right.
Writing stuff down.
It got fast-tracked somehow. It just appeared out of nowhere underneath our noses and is all of a sudden opening. So you may want to check in on the building inspector, too, to see if whether or not he's on the take, as it were.
Well, this is definitely troubling. I will look into this, although I can't do a lot till the morning.
I understand.
Is this the best number to reach you at?
Yes, this is the best one. Just to keep me informed of what you find, and be very careful. If somebody is trying to take over, it means that if you seem like you are not playing ball, you would be in trouble as well.
Well, I'll be careful, and I'll...
Please do.
Let me see what I can find out. I'll call you and pass on what I know, but thank you for calling me with this information.
Of course. I want to make one more phone call real quick.
Okay.
I'd like to call the security guard from the beach.
Oh, you're going to call Chell?
Yeah.
All right.
Chell. Hi. We met a few days ago. I was on the beach and you wanted me to leave, but you got my number.
Oh, yeah.
Or I got your number. I'm calling you, of course.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to actually call.
Well, of course I was going to call. Look, there's an opening that's going to happen in a couple of days of a new bar and or a dance club or something, and I was wondering if you'd like to go with me.
I'd love to.
Excellent. If you could text me, you have my number now, of course. If you could just text me your address, I'll come pick you up and take you to the opening. Like I said, it's 2 nights from now.
What should I wear?
Oh, something nice. Something you'd like to wear to a club, like a little black dress or something. Whatever you have in the closet will work.
That'd be great.
Excellent. I'll see you then. About 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock it is.
Goodbye.
Bye.
hang up.
You still got school?
Yeah! And your phone, like, almost immediately afterwards goes, blink, and it's got her address and a little smiley face.
Oh, more hieroglyphics, excellent.
Hieroglyphics.
And I think we're going to end it there.
Get it.
So, I am and will continue to be your GM, Mac Beauvais. You can find me everywhere on the internet as at Strange Like That. And you can also find me over at Happy Jack's RPG podcast, where I do a whole bunch of stuff lately. I'm there every Monday, so check that out.
Hell yeah. Done. I'm Terry Gamble. I'm Ben Issachar. You can find me at the Terry Gamble on the internets. On the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Terry with one R. You can also find me at Horror Movie Survival Guide, a scary movie podcast. Comes out weekly. We tackle different movies. Spoiler heavy, so watch the movies before you listen if you don't want to have them ruined. And you can also find me over at Saving Throw currently too, playing some Dungeons and Dragons with the amazing Abria.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm Abria Iyengar, and you can catch me on social media at Quiddy, Quiddie. In addition to Saving Throw Show, where we're playing a very silly pirate game of Dungeons and Dragons, D&D 5th edition. I can't say the whole phrase without it just running into a nightmare. You can catch me every Wednesday at Happy Jack's. We're playing in a masks campaign, which is super fun, Eidolon Academy. And on Mondays, you can catch me at Hyper RPG playing Kolok 1991, which is a Kids on Bikes actual play that's like Stranger Things meets Twin Peaks. And on Fridays, occasionally, depending on how the wind's blowing, we're also playing Troll Hunters at Hyper RPG, which is D&D with punishment for laughing. So, you know, bit of a nightmare. Pretty silly. I love it.
And I'm Michelle Otis. You can find me on the socials at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also get my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG. And am I on BattleBards?
We're on BattleBards.
And on BattleBards. So there you go.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games. You can also find our the podcast at 12 Sided Stories. That's the number 12 and then Sided Stories. You can find us on Instagram as well. And you can find us on YouTube and all the other podcast places, of course. And then there's the Patreon. If you can back us on Patreon, great. We are always looking to do more content and more stuff. And as you know, we have a really high standard on what we do. So that stuff takes time. So if you're able to do Patreon, that'd be great. Thank you very much. And back to you.
And back to me, just to say
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.